Chapter 10, 7:45 a.m. The school bus slowed down several times along the route, but it didn't stop because there was no one waiting to be picked up. When they finally arrived at Palm Breeze Middle School, the bus was only half full. The first time Chase had enrolled himself in a new school, he'd been nervous. By the third school, it had gotten a lot easier. This time, with Nicole leading him to the office, it was no big deal at all. She introduced him to the receptionist, Mrs. O'Leary. "Chase is staying with us," she said. "His dad is helping people get ready for the hurricane." This was not exactly what Chase's father was doing, but he didn't correct her. Mrs. O'Leary peered at Chase above her reading glasses. "Your dad knows where the hurricane is going to hit?" "Not really. He's just guessing, like everyone else." "What's his guess for Emily?"
40 or 50 miles south of here in St. Petersburg.
St. Pete.
I hope he's right.
Though, if the absentee rate is any indication, a lot of parents are guessing differently.
Do you have your academic transcripts from your previous school?
Chase pulled a folder out of his go bag. Attached to the folder was a note from his father with his cell number in case they needed to get in touch with him. No school had ever called him.
"Take a seat, Chase. Our principal, Dr. Krupp, will talk to you after she gets off the phone."
"I'll see you later," Nicole said with a smile, then joined friends out in the hallway. After about 10 minutes, Dr. Krupp stepped out of her office and invited Chase in. He sat down on the opposite side of her huge desk. As she skimmed his paperwork, he looked around her office.
"Did Nicole's brother go to school here?"
Chase asked. Dr. Krupp looked up from the folder.
"Tony?"
"Yes, he was an outstanding student and a wonderful athlete. Nicole is following in his footsteps, but the pool is her football field. Is Tony in town?"
"No. I was just looking at your diplomas and noticed that you went to the University of Georgia, where he plays."
Dr. Krupp smiled for the first time.
"Yes, Tony's a bulldog. I like to think that I had something to do with that, but he made up his own mind. The Rossies are an independent bunch, but you probably already know that."
Normally, Chase would have let her hold on to her assumption that he knew the Rossies well, but he was getting tired of tries. That's what his mother had called a statement, or even a silence, that was not quite the truth and not quite the lie. And not exactly a lie. When Chase, or anyone else in the family, pulled one on her, she'd say, "Nice try. Now try it again."
"I just met the Rossies yesterday," Chase said.
"Really?" Dr. Krupp said. "Mrs. O'Leary led me to believe that you were old family friends."
"We are friends," Chase said, "but we're new friends."
"Are you in the animal or circus business?"
Chase shook his head.
"We're in the storm business. My father's a contractor."
"For the government?"
"No, for himself. MD Emergency Services."
Dr. Krupp glanced at the file, then back at Chase.
"Is he a doctor and a contractor?"
"No," Chase said. "Just a contractor.
We usually have one or both parents bring their kids in when they enroll them," Dr. Krupp said.
"My father's working in St. Pete," Chase said. "My mom died a couple of years ago. It's just me and him now."
"I'm sorry about your mom, Chase."
"Thanks."
Dr. Krupp's phone rang and she picked it up. While she talked, Chase looked at the photos of Dr. Krupp's family. 3 kids and a husband who looked like a movie star, which surprised him. Dr. Krupp was okay-looking, but far from glamorous, and for some reason, her husband looked familiar. But Chase couldn't remember where he had seen the man before. Dr. Krupp hung up the phone.
"Now, where were we?"
"You can call my dad if you want," Chase said. "He always answers his cell." His dad carried a beat-up cell phone on a lanyard around his neck so he could get to it without having to reach into his pocket. It looked geeky to Chase, and his mom had hated the phone necklace, as she called it, but it was practical. His dad usually answered the phone on the first or second ring.
That won't be necessary, Dr. Krupp said. I'm sure he's busy, or he'd be here with you. Not necessarily, Chase thought. Dr. Krupp handed him his class schedule and his locker combination. This is a good school, Chase. You'll like it here.